Listen, this is another episode of Bet the House Podcast. Y'all already know what it is. What it is and what it's always gonna be. Now, I think by now, I have a pretty good grasp of what relationships are and the kind of people that we deal with in these relationships. And I think sometimes we be holding on to relationships because we feel like, man, this is the life. This is what it's about. Relationships. This is what it's about, like, to have somebody. And I think a lot of times we will sit here and have people just to say that we have people. But who's really putting in the work? It was good to get the title. Getting the title is good. But the goal should always ultimately be to keep the title. I don't care about the road that it took to get there. I just care about the road that it takes to stay there. And when you dedicate yourself to something, you got to be wholeheartedly. It's got to be genuine. It's got to be respectful. It's got to be love. When I look back at me, and I look back at all my relationships, and I'll be like, yo, I really tried. But then conscious hits in and like, man, no, you didn't. You really didn't try. You know what I'm saying? You really didn't try. You could have did a lot more. And then by the time you realize that you could have did a lot more, the ship is already sailing. But then what about the people who feel like they did a lot more and still got nothing in return? What about them people? We always talk about the people who make the mistakes, who realize they made the mistakes. But what are we doing? Are we letting the other person off the hook? Are we letting the other person? Like I've said this, women logic is crazy nowadays. And shout out to the ladies. We love y'all. But y'all can have 3,000 arguments and still feel like you ain't wrong one time. And I know it's crazy, but it's the truth, because I went through it. I went through points in my life where I am laying down on the sword just to avoid the argument because I don't want the argument. I'm laying down on the sword, apologizing for shit when I know I'm right, but to maintain the peace, I'm going to sit here and say, yeah, you right, just so I can get the home-cooked meal, just so I can get the quality time, just so I can get the good loving, just so I can get, you know what I'm saying, peace. Because sometimes that's what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be sleeping on the couch or sleeping alone or, you know what I'm saying, being told, yeah, go ahead and make your own place since you know, ooh, this and that and this. Nobody wants that life. You know what I'm saying? And I think there are three people in this world. I'm going to tell y'all, there are three types of people in this world. The people who are for you, the people who are not for you, and the people who see what you have, take advantage, get what they want, and then move on to the next. How do I know? I've been a part of all three of those things, you know, and it's not good feelings two and three, because you want to be wanted and you want to be wanted for you. And I think I had the toughest, damnest time figuring that out, coming up in relationships, because a lot of times we don't step up to the plate until it's too late. And then you have people out here who be, you know, when y'all break up, when y'all end, they be like, oh, well, I wish you the best and I'm sorry that it didn't work out, and you're gonna find that person that you want. Not me. I'm not saying that shit. I'm not saying that shit. I'm not never gonna sit here and tell you, yeah, go out there and find the person you want and he's gonna make you so happy. Nah, fuck that. I hope he breaks your heart. I hope he breaks your heart. I hope he destroys your shit into a million pieces. Why? Because if you really, really meant any good to me, we wouldn't even be ending in the first place, you know? So why am I gonna go wish you were happily ever after. You know what I'm saying? After you done destroyed my shit. The fuck kind of sense does that make? We got to be more logic with how relationships are. Listen, if you feel like this, and I'm going to say this, relationships are two people. They're not one person. They're not just you. There is no just one person is happy and the other one is just surviving. No. We both got to be on the same page. We both got to float the same way in order for this to work. I cannot zig and you are zagging. It will never work. It will never come together that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm on page 5 and you still on page 1. It doesn't work that way. We both have to be floating. And if I have to reach back and pull you up to my level, I'll keep doing that and vice versa, because that's what a relationship is. Marriage is something totally different. You know what I'm saying? Marriage is, you, like I've said this before, you have a lot more leeway in a relationship, just a straight relationship, than you do with marriage. Marriage, you are expected, and this is men and women, you are expected to be on your P's and Q's 95% of the time. In a relationship, you expect to be on your Q's maybe 80% of the time, because you still fresh to each other. You can still leave this and walk away from each other with no strings attached, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In marriage, you are expected to be 95% on your P's and Q's. And this isn't shade. This isn't, you know what I'm saying? This is just going off what I've been through. So let me put that out there. I was expected to be right 95% of the time. And for every screw up that I made, it got held over my head. And you know what I'm saying? And vice versa. I expected her to be right 95% of the time, because that's what we got married for, right? We should have got all the kinks and the bugs out before we said I do, right? So that's what it was about, right? So you go through them phases where you feel like, man, I can't do nothing right. You know what I'm saying? Because them are the phases where everything that you did wrong is being held against you. So it's holding you down. It's keeping you from elevating. It's keeping you from coming up, because you have not solved those issues of the wrongs. And even though you fell on the sword and you owned up to your mistakes and you owned up to your wrongs, just because you're over it doesn't mean that person is over. And I learned that. I can tell you there are things that I think back of when I was in a relationship that I still feel like I'm being punished for 3-4 years later. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, like they say that, like once the trust is really broken, it can be fixed, but I don't think it'll ever come back and be the same. Like nobody will ever put that trust in you the same way that they did before you broke it. You know what I'm saying? There's certain kind of levels to trust that a lot of people don't seem to understand. And we go through the moments where we feel like, yeah, we could trust you, and then you do some fucked up shit. So now the trust level is sinking. And trust can definitely go down to zero and be brought back up. But man, the work that you have to do for that, man, sometimes you'll feel like, yo, maybe I just need to just go find somebody else, because this is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You're working overtime times 3 to get that trust back, to get that respect back, to get that love back. Like you working, like, you know what I'm saying? I think you go through relationships, there are phases when you feel like, man, like nothing I do is right. I'm not good enough. I'm not perfect. You know, you feel them moments where, man, maybe, you know, sometimes it don't even be like, you'll have them moments where you feel like, damn, maybe it is somebody else. But a lot of times it don't even be somebody else. It just be you. It just be you. You have turned that person off. And no matter what you do, no matter how far you go, no matter what you buy, what you say, the outing, the love bombing, the acts of love, you know what I'm saying? Acts of service, all of that. Like, no matter what you do, that person has already been turned out. And they're not necessarily thinking about somebody else. They're just thinking about, yo, what my life was before it became this. And I think about it all the time. Me personally, I think about it all the time. And I know my life was chaotic before I got married. I knew it was chaotic. But sometimes I like to say that I felt like I had more fun being chaotic than being married. Because being married is a 24/7 job. Like, you're not going to get a break from being married. Like, this shit here is not for the weak. I've said that shit so many times. It's not for the weak. You don't get no timeouts. You don't get no break. You don't get no breathers. Like, man, you on that court 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you signed up for. And I know it's weird, like, but sometimes I was in that box where I really thought, like, man, this being married shit is for the birds. Like, man, like, set me free. Let me set you free. Like, what the fuck? But then you realize what's out there in them streets. You realize that it ain't shit. You realize that these motherfuckers is lying and cheating and coming back with diseases and side babies and want to use you for your money and want to take, there's the list of restaurants that they don't want to go and they're not going and it's not acceptable for them to go on the first date. And man, you just realize, yeah, I think I'd rather just go ahead on, stay in the house, man. It's safer here. You know what I'm saying? It's safe. Like, man, I really don't think I'm cut out for the dating pool, dog. Like, this dating pool is a lot different than what it was 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot different. I wouldn't survive. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't survive. Sometimes you think you can, but I ain't gonna survive in this shit, man. These women out here are ruthless. I seen a lady the other day, and she told me, well, she didn't tell me, but I wrote a post, and she was saying on the post that she wasn't waiting around for no dude to build what she wanted. She wanted him to have a house, and, you know, she wanted to take trips. And she wanted space for her and her kids. And, you know what I'm saying? He had to have a certain amount of money. And all this and all that. And the thing about that is, none of her requests were bad. Like, you should know what you want. Shout out to the women that know what they want. But then you got to look at it like, okay, are you bringing that back to the table? Nah, I don't have to. I'm a woman. I shouldn't have to. Yeah, see, that's where the problem comes in now. You want the world, but you don't even want to give a dude a couple planets of that world. See, y'all be setting these expectations on men, but then y'all be getting mad when we place them same expectations back on y'all. And I've been here, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to, again, I'm not here to knock nobody. I'm only speaking on my experiences and what I want. But I know that a woman like that can bring nothing of what she's asking for to the table is not a woman that I would ever feel like I would want to deal with and be with. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about your table, sweetheart. I come with my own table. I can flip your table over and put my table on top of your table and still have enough room for everybody to eat. That's how I'm coming. But I tell you what, if we could put our tables together, we'll have an even bigger feast. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been one to come sit at somebody's table and not bring a plate, a good plate at that. We talking old school soul food plate, greens, cornbread, mac and cheese, chicken with a big, big, big glass of Kool-Aid. Like, that's what we talking. Soul food. Candy yams and, you know what I'm saying, sweet potato pie and all the fixings and all the trimmings and all the seasoning. We talking that kind of meal to the table, baby. But you got to understand, like, I still rather us put two tables together and create something dope. That's what I'm about. I still rather us put two tables together and create something dope. And sometimes you got a whole game plan on what dope looks like to you. What's your version of dope? What's your version of what a good relationship is? What's your version of how things should work and how y'all should go about doing things? This is what you ask yourself. You ask yourself these things. And before you present yourself to that woman or that man, you got to come with a plan. See me? I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't come with a plan. I just winged it. And then I had to really sit down like, dog, you got to have a plan. This winging this shit, it might look good temporarily, but this winging this shit ain't working. Like, you got to have a plan. And I think, like, there are going to be times in a relationship and or marriage that you are going to feel like, yeah, I'd rather be for the streets. Put me back out here in the streets. Set me free. Because this being tied down to one person, this arguing, this fighting, this upsetting, this, you know, marriage problems, these relationship problems, man, I ain't had these problems in the streets. Set me free. And you got that person that'll call your bluff, like, all right, go ahead on, be free. And then you step your foot out there in them streets, man, you find out them streets is really, really hot. You find out that them streets is like really, really hot, dog. Like, man, you find women who really are not what you used to, are not better than what you have. And you could dip yourself into other pussy, and for the moment it might feel like, yeah, that pussy is good, but man, it ain't better than what you got at home. It ain't worth it. That pussy comes with problems. Hair done, nails done every week. Take care of my kids. Get me a house. Get me a place to live. Spend all your money on me. Spend all your money. Not your scraps. You know what I'm saying? I come before your kids. I come before everything. Put me first. You know what I'm saying? You want to work? Cool. I need that money in 2 weeks. And it becomes very different than what you used to. You know what I'm saying? Very different. Streets is wild. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, like I said, I've stepped my foot out in the streets a few times in these last 4 years. And I tell you, every time I've done that, man, I put my foot right back in and I came back with a nub every time. So now I gotta be like Wolverine and watch my foot regenerate, because shit, them streets are nothing nice. And at this point in my life, I just feel like if I ever get back out there, I'm not taking care of nobody. I'm sorry. You coming through the door telling me what your problems is and how you financially broken and you need this, you need that, baby, you shouldn't be out here dating. Fellas, you should be getting your life together before you sit here and try to date. And the best part about all that is, you know, if you got two people that's got their life together, man, just imagine how amazing that shit is going to be. But if you got two people that's still trying to figure this shit out, man, you running into chaos. You know what I'm saying? You're running into chaos every single time. Every single time you are running into chaos. You know what I'm saying? I know marriages and relationships can sometimes be chaotic, but the streets got chaos. The streets is the chaos champion. It might feel good having all these women and seeing all these women and touching all these women and being around all these women. And you know what I'm saying? Fellas, it might seem like, yeah, you're doing your thing and you know what I'm saying? You having the time of your life. But I'm gonna tell you right now, and take it from a man. And I was a big tender dick ass nigga back in the days. Like, you know, you had a man, I wanted you. You were not mine. So if you had a man back then, I ain't owe you shit. We fuck, and then I go ahead on and send you home. You weren't mine. I didn't have to ask the questions of where you at, what you doing, who you with. You couldn't ask me them questions because you were not my lady. I loved it until I didn't. Until I'm sitting at home looking at boring ass movies, eating alone, calling people up. They telling me, oh no, I can't come out today, my man's birthday. What? And I don't give a fuck about that old ass nigga birthday. The fuck? Shit. You act like I care. Let me, no. Come blow this candle out. Shit. I don't give a fuck about that nigga birthday. You ain't give a fuck about that nigga birthday yesterday. So why the fuck you give a fuck about it today? Type shit. And I ain't gonna lie to you. It started dawning on me like, yeah, you gotta get your own dog. You gotta have somebody that you can have 24/7. That's yours. You know what I'm saying? Being down with OPP was cool. That was a time. But it wasn't the life that I wanted. Like, I didn't want to be down with OPP. I wanted to be down for my own. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be down for my own. I didn't want to be stuck drilling other dudes as women and feeling completed by it. Because I didn't. You know, I felt wrong touching and rubbing and having these women, you know, toss their rings in the garbage and shit when we together and shit. Like, yeah, like, I don't know, man. I felt wrong. I felt bad. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was one of the moments where, you know, you feel bad. So I realized that, yeah, I just need to get my own. What, I'm gonna be steady out here dealing with everybody else women when I could just have my own? And I'm telling you, there's nothing like having your own. There's nothing like having your own. But you know, again, you have to value that. You have to value having your own. You can't move the way that you move and then get mad when, you know, someone decides, yeah, enough is enough. I don't wanna deal with this anymore. And I'm telling you, like, and when you've been with somebody for a long time, you will have those feelings. But if you're in a space where you can't say what you feel, you can't react how you react, you can't speak how you want to, you have to censor what you feel to make somebody else happy, that relationship is not for you. That marriage is not for you. Okay? You shouldn't have to tone down what you feel inside to make the next person happy. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much you want to be with them. I don't care if it's y'all said I do, we in this forever. The moment you feel like you have to tone yourself down, your feelings, what you feel inside, what you feel is right, the moment you have to, you know, cower up to make somebody else happy, you playing yourself. You playing yourself, all right? I don't care. Ain't that much love in the world for you to dumb yourself down to make somebody else happy. You're playing yourself. You might as well just go ahead on and get comfortable, because that's the rest of your life. Once you open up the door for somebody to see that, oh, they gonna do whatever I say. Anytime I get upset, they gonna do whatever I want them to do. You already lost. They gonna play that card until the end of the world. And if you ever in a relationship or marriage, and because you don't do what that person says, they always throw divorce or leaving over your head every time they don't get their way. Ah, man, you in trouble. You in trouble, because now you're walking on eggshells. Now you're waking up wondering, like, damn, is they gonna leave? Is they really gonna leave? Let me get my shit together before they really leave. I'm not getting my shit together because I care and I want to see this shit work. I'm getting my shit together because I don't want you to leave. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be without you. Oh, I've been there. I have been there, dog, where you wake up every morning and you feel like, damn, she ain't there. Damn, did I fuck up? Did we not fuck long enough last night or what? Like, god damn, she ain't here. What the fuck? And the whole time you just look like, oh, she downstairs in the kitchen making breakfast. You go through them moments, man, where you wake up and you wake up by yourself, and then you feeling around for the bed and you feeling around for your phone and you're hoping that, you know, ain't nothing incriminating in your phone, and the whole time your phone is right there still on the charger. Or you wake up and you see the car gone and you wondering and you like, damn, where the fuck she go? And then you start checking the closets to make sure clothes and shit's still there, and you call and you call and you call, and all the time they just went to the grocery store to get groceries. Or they went to go drop the kids off somewhere. Man, a guilty conscience will have you really, really losing your freaking mind. And let me say this. If a man cheated or a woman cheated one time in a relationship, and y'all decide to work on that and figure that out, and that person has never cheated again, if you ain't gonna let it go, if you ain't gonna not hold a grudge and move forward, what you get back with that person for in the first place? Why y'all get back together then? As a get back game? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you said, okay, listen, I cheated, but you forgave me, that should be the end of it. Like, I shouldn't have to constantly be played and ridiculed and disrespected for some shit that I did 10 years ago. Like, I'm not that person anymore. Nobody's the same person they was 10 years ago. Okay? Everybody evolves, everybody changes, everybody grows. You're not the same person you was 10 years ago. Scary? Hell yeah. Hell yeah it is. Hell yeah it is. You know what I'm saying? But change is good sometimes. But again, if you get back with that person, y'all fix that shit, let it go. Now, some people are just who they are. If they a cheater once, they a cheater always. That's just who they are. You know what I'm saying? But if you decide to keep taking that cheater back, then you got to accept everything that comes with it now, because you didn't put your foot down and you keep taking that person back. Just like you keep taking the mistreatment. Just like you keep taking the abuse. Just like you keep taking the disrespect. We are all responsible for our own choices. Okay? We have all stayed in situations that we probably should have left a long time ago, but because we feel like we're afraid to be alone, because we're afraid to be by ourselves, because we're afraid to be starting all over again. I've heard people say, yeah, I broke up with my man and I went back to my ex because I didn't want to add no more bodies to my account. I didn't want to meet nobody new. I didn't want no new attachments. And I'm just like, no, because now you've just started a whole nother problem. You have basically just told your ex, your current, whatever y'all going through, that you have thought about your ex. That you have thought about your ex and you have been fiending for your ex. So now the question comes to their mind, like, God damn, how long you been thinking about this? How long you been thinking about this person that's who you run back to? Crazy, right? Here's one that's even crazier. How long, you know, did you think about that? Did you hesitate? Did you even, you know what I'm saying? We broke up yesterday and already you in your ex bed. It seemed like that was premeditated. You know what I'm saying? Premeditated. Like, it seemed like this was all, you had this in the making. You wanted this. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell y'all something too. Playing them Jody and Yvette games, it doesn't get you where you want to go. You constantly making up to break up, constantly breaking up to make up. Constantly telling that person you don't want them, you don't want to be in this, but then you really do. You know that you really do, and you just want them to act right. One of these days, somebody gonna call your bluff. One of these days, somebody gonna call your bluff and really, really call your bluff and agree with you. They really gonna agree with you, and they gonna really be like, they're done with this. They're done with the runaround. They're done with the circles. They're done with the in and out. And I say this to fellas and ladies, take some accountability for your actions. I said this before. I ain't never mad at a person who cheats. That's your choice. That's your mind frame. That's your actions. That's your choice. If you're not happy with somebody and leaving is not something that you feel like you can do and you cheat, man, that's your choice. I can't tell you nothing different. What I got a problem with is that when you cheat, you don't own up to it. Or when somebody approaches you about cheating, you don't own up to it. You deny, deny, deny. Oh, I ain't doing that. Oh, I ain't got that girl number. Oh, I don't FaceTime with that girl. Oh, I ain't fucking that girl. I ain't fucking that man. I don't see him. He don't send me no money. Blah, blah, blah. Like, the problem that I got is that you deny the shit when you really doing the shit. You had the balls to get up and go out there and cheat, right? So I had the balls to admit that shit. You weren't scared of the risk and the outcome and the consequences when you was doing it. So why don't you stand up now and, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you stand up now and own up to it? Own up to it. I'm going to tell you. Me, I used to lie. I ain't going to lie to you. I used to lie all the time. My whole life was lying. But there's nothing better when you own up to that shit. Because at the end of the day, your conscience is going to feel good. Your mind frame is going to be good because you honest. You know what I'm saying? I try my hardest to be honest about everything now. And I might not always succeed with it. And I might not always get the results that I like when I am honest. And I've always been, you know, I've played those Jody and Yvette games. Like, yeah, I'm a change for the moment. I'm a change right now because you leaving. You know what I'm saying? But then in a couple weeks, once I get you back comfortable again, I'm gonna go do my same bullshit. I've done those things. I've done those things. But I think what made me different was when I, because you hear it all the time, it ain't going to be like that no more. This time it's going to be different. I promise you, I'm going to change. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this right. And be that as it may, man, you have good intentions on doing those things. You do. But then you got to remember, like, damn, this is why we always falling out. There's no cohesion. There's no plan here. Everything is just, let's just wing it and see how far it comes along and see how far it goes. So, yeah, you go through those things, man. But, and sorry sometimes don't be enough. Sorry don't sometimes be enough. People got to stop taking advantage of the word sorry. Because if you've told this person that you're with sorry 100 times, how much more of an effect do you think it's going to have? And it'd be the same stuff. It'd be the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're apologizing for the same stuff. So now it's like, man, how many more times is this person going to be sorry? Sorry don't even have effect. It's like when you eat, right? Or, yeah, when you eat steak every day, right? Eventually your taste buds are going to get tired of steak. We want something else. Change it up. But that's what apologies is like. You keep saying you sorry, you sorry, you sorry, you sorry. Eventually, my ears are gonna tune you out, because saying sorry and not having the action behind it is not gonna make me want to be here and be all in love and enamored with you. And there's no other worse feeling, ladies and gentlemen. There's no other worse feeling than you as a mate not encouraging, not supporting your mate. But you got time to support everybody else and be so enamored and tell the world everything else and how good and how dope they are. But you got somebody standing by you that's dope as hell. And you won't even acknowledge that person, man and woman. You won't even acknowledge them. You spend so much time on social media telling everybody how dope they are. So much time having face-to-face contacts, telling people how dope they are. Telling your friends, your family. Your exes, everybody how dope they are and how proud of you they are. And, you know what I'm saying? How proud of them you are. And you're so excited and you're proud and you feel good. But you got that whole person in the house who might be doing some amazing shit. And you won't even tell him, yo, that's dope. Good job. You won't even show any interest. And then you wonder why he cheat. You wonder why she cheat. You wonder why they step out. You wonder why they don't want to be with you, because all you do is belittle them and put them down and disrespect them and talk down to them. And then you expect them to love you with open arms. After a while, they just tune it out. Like, man, they a lot of people stay in relationships because they feel like, man, I really love this person. I really believe this person. I believe the words that they're saying. I believe the things that they feel. They tell me that they love me and I'm the only person, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And it's just a whole manipulation tactic. And you're talking to somebody that has done the manipulation tactics, that has done those things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, sometimes you gotta look past this stuff, man. You have to look past these things. You have to think about self first. If somebody is not making you happy, you're not happy. There are changes that are not being made. There are things that they are doing that they won't change, that they don't care. Sometimes you don't even have to set them free. You got to set yourself free. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But if that person is hurting, if you're hurting with that person and without that person, man, sometimes you got to fall back and just be like, yo, I'm hurting with or without you. So why am I going to stay? Why am I going to be here? I'm hurting with or without you. You're not trying to change. You're not trying to work this out. You're not trying to do therapy. You're not trying to, you know, have communications and conversations that could actually rebuild this the right way. So why am I here? I'd rather go. Sometimes it ain't even about you setting somebody else free. Sometimes it's just about you setting yourself free. If you're unhappy, if you're not feeling loved and inspired and supported, if you don't feel like that person is attracted to you, if you don't feel like you're attracted to that person, if you're arguing more than you're loving, if you're into it more than you are together, you got to set yourself free. Love is a good thing, but one thing about love, you will find love again. You may not find that love because you believed in that person and you knew that that person was your person. You may not find that again. But because you felt like that was your person, you're going to take the mistreatment. You're going to take the disrespect. You're going to take the abuse. You're going to take the line in the games. You're going to take the side babies. You're going to take the possibility that the baby is not yours, sir. What are you doing? What are you doing? Go ahead and set yourself free. Set that person free. And if it's meant to be, y'all will come back to each other. If it's not, you'll fly in somebody else's coop or yard or tree. And you'll make better use of your time from here on out. This is Big Smash. Set yourself free, man. Y'all already know what it is. Thank y'all for listening. AlwaysBetTheHouse.com is where you can find everything we do. Tap in. Y'all already know what it is. I'm out.